Former President Jimmy Carter turns 99 years old today. People in Atlanta celebrated the Georgia native's big birthday a little early, though, over concern about a federal government shutdown. They had cake, music, and games yesterday at the Carter Presidential Library and Museum. Raul Bally with member station WABE in Atlanta paid a visit.
The lobby is packed with kids playing marbles, adults making birthday cards, and many people lined up for birthday cake. Different visitors have different reasons why they wanted to show up to honor Jimmy Carter. Liz Hutchison is visiting from Annapolis, Maryland, and is an oncology nurse.
Him being so public about his battle with cancer has been an inspiration to a lot of people and helped advance research. So I think that's a reason that I personally deeply appreciate him. So it's just nice to be here to celebrate for him.
Others here have stories of meeting Jimmy Carter, including Ken Driggs of Atlanta. He was involved in Florida politics when Carter visited Tallahassee during his run for president.
I thought he was a good man. We seem to find that harder and harder to get now.
Carter has been in home hospice since February, but did make a public appearance with his wife, Rosalyn, last weekend. Their grandson, Jason Carter, says it's been a blessing to watch the grace with which his grandfather has been facing the final chapter of his life. And he adds that the former president and his wife have been gratified by the tributes that have been pouring in from around the world.
Whether they're aware of that entire scope, it would be hard, but they certainly have felt the love, and we've been keeping them up to date on all of this outpouring of support and respect.
Typically, adult admission to the Carter Library and Museum is $12, but for President Carter's birthday weekend, the museum charged just 99 cents for admission, says spokesperson Tony Clark.
It was about 10 years ago I came up with the idea of charging the same amount as the President and Mrs. Carter's birthday, and we've always said we're waiting for them to get to be 100 so we can charge a dollar. But getting this close at 99, this is really exciting for us.
Clark, who has worked at the Carter Library for nearly two decades, led the singing of Happy Birthday before visitors got to enjoy slices of chocolate marble cake.
Happy birthday to you.
For NPR News, I'm Raul Bally in Atlanta.